AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire, and angry President Trump says no to any further work with congressional Democrats until they end the various investigations of his administration. AP Sagar Magani with details.
The president abruptly ended an infrastructure meeting with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi a few minutes after it began, saying they could not negotiate under these circumstances.
Get these phony investigations over with.
After leaving the meeting, he went straight to the Rose Garden, where aides had quickly gathered reporters. One reason Pelosi believes the president's walkout was scripted, and he never intended to talk about infrastructure.
It was very strange.
Afterward, Pelosi doubled down on earlier comments that the president's engaged in a cover-up, which infuriated him. She'd met in the morning with rank-and-file Democrats to tamp down their demands to start an impeachment inquiry. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Trump has lost in a federal court in New York as a judge refuses to block subpoenas by two House committees, Financial Services and Intelligence, seeking records from Deutsche Bank and Capital One on the president and his company's financial dealings with the two banks over a number of years, including those before he became president. District Judge Eduardo Ramos adds that Trump and his company are likely not to succeed in a lawsuit. More rain coming to the plains, even as people evacuate from towns and neighborhoods being threatened by the rising rivers and streams. Kim White tells KTUL that she and her family are leaving their home of Weber Falls, Oklahoma.
This could be a serious situation, and just want to take precautions and, you know, get out and have everything safe.
At least three people are dead in the storms that rolled through Oklahoma and four other states in the past couple of days. The Arkansas River approaching historic water levels, while the already swollen Missouri and Mississippi rivers are rising again. This is AP Radio News. Test results for a new automatic lane change feature on self-driving Tesla cars are not good. Mike Rossi reports.
According to Consumer Reports, in its tests of the Navigate on Autopilot feature, multiple testers said the autopilot system cut too closely in front of other cars and passed vehicles on the right lane on divided highways with two lanes in each direction. In a statement, Jake Fisher, Consumer Reports Senior Director of Auto Testing, said the system doesn't appear to react to brake lights or turn signals. Tesla said in response, drivers who use Navigate on Autopilot properly have traveled millions of miles safely. I'm Mike Rossia.
A smartphone app developed by Japanese police is being widely downloaded by women trying to protect themselves from gropers on packed rush hour trains. With the app, victims can press a repel groper icon to produce a written message reading, "This is a groper here, please help." Another press, the message turned red and a voice repeatedly says, "Please stop." I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.